Welcome back, friends. For today and the next few episodes, Sarah and I will have the pleasure, and well, I don't know how much pleasure this is going to be, but the opportunity. And it's always a grace to be able to talk about more important spiritual matters, especially in these days. So the title of this talk is Summer in the Garden. I have been deceived. I have been deceived. Yeah. So let's have a brief recap of where we've been on our gardening journey. So we had winter, deep abiding hope. So I think it's real important what we were thinking about back in our winter days. That's hope, which is for that which is not yet seen. We're dreaming and imagining what if. Then we went through our spring season of the garden, and we had high expectations. We were putting our planting in, or we were building the garden itself. We were busy with tasks, but the tasks themselves yet hadn't bore fruit. We were just busy with some tasks. So now it's summer. And at some point, my friends, each and every gardener will wonder, have I been duped? I use that word duped, which is different than the word deceived, because that's the vocabulary that I've heard so often in our sacred liturgy with Jeremiah. Oh, Lord, thou hast duped. You know, you've duped me. Yes. I thought myself be duped. But that isn't the better word, or any different word that you'll see in other translations is deceived. So that's the change of that. And somewhere in the summer, we wonder, where did all those beautiful pictures in the catalogs go? What happened to them? And more importantly, and as we move forward, we're going to see this analogy unfold a little bit. In every major endeavor, a wall is hit. Whether it's running a marathon, or a marriage, or children, and in this instance, to a lesser degree, a garden, we will hit those walls. And gardening, I have found, gives one space to think through solutions to similar larger problems. So it can be, for some, a minor plot of line to one's larger writ life. And quite frequently, the problems or solutions, joys and sorrows of gardening are really mirrored in one's vocation. And by trying a solution on a minor problem, perhaps that can give us insight in two larger ones.
I think also, you know, there's also, I love the comment that you made about, you know, where is that perfect spread? You know, where is the garden that I thought that I was planting, right? And how it is an interesting thing that it's in the summer that we think that we're supposed to get some type of joy out of the garden. You know, that, oh, we planted the seed, our labor is done, and now we just wait for this abundant harvest. And we forget about the heat of summer, or the lack of water, or the things. And, you know, it's that moment where you think, yeah, Lord, I've been duped, and I let myself be duped, right? And I do think that that is a good way of looking at that. I mean, deceived, I guess, is sort of the same thing, but duped always makes me feel like it's slightly more comical. Right. A little bit more of a merciful, teasing father. Right. Who has drawn you into this relationship with him with wonderful promises that he intends to keep, but not without imparting really important lessons along the way. And I think summer is that time. Right. When we thought, oh, we're supposed to have it all together now. And we learn that there's still a large amount of the journey to be concluded and worked on, worked through.
That's right. That's right.
Which I think we do that in so many things also. I'm sorry to just add a little bit more, but you know, we, especially in America, and you know, it could be somewhat universal, but we have a tendency to attribute ends to beginnings, right? So the ceremony or the party at the wedding of the marriage becomes the end, right? Like, oh, you know, we're all so concerned about how does the bride look? What is the dress that she's wearing? For so many years we pretended that confirmation was the graduation from CCD or like, and you know, you can think of other examples like that where we're missing the point. And I think in a lot of ways we project that type of element onto summer where we think, oh, the garden catalogs are supposed to just be there, like it's supposed to be done now. And yet we mistake ends for beginnings. And you know, there, and so consequently we're not as invested in the labor anymore. And it requires at that moment a real look into oneself to find the fortitude when our expectations were highest to be at their completion, to realize, oh no, there's a lot more striving to do. And now we have to do this during possible drought, during possible heat, during possible winds, you know, all of these storms we weren't quite maybe ready for. Because I think most people talking about this, looking at this this program that we've put together, thought summer was going to be nice. Like, oh, how nice, now we get to summer. And the theme is, I've been deceived. What? Right? So.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And we're going to unpack that deception as we come to it. But I think, even though I know this is going to be a little on the short side, I think we're going to break here because we're going to go straight into a little bit of Catholic philosophy, and we're going to circle hard back into why a summer garden is more appropriate to deception. Till then, my friends, fide Serratio.